Welcome.
So, I don't remember the exact date. It was back when I was in Vegas, to be sure. Started out, I was on a bus, looking for a job. I'd been looking for a job for a minute. I went to like this, at the job there was this dude and this lady, this other dude, this lady, this one other person, I don't remember those. But yeah, so they all worked there. I interviewed, I got the job, I came back the next day. You know, I had like this like cut on my like forearm, so I had like this huge ass bandage. They're like, it's cool. Everybody there kind of had bandages on. So the next day, you know, I came back for a different job. And then right when I got off work, you know, somebody was like, you know, there's a new location that needs some paper. If you do run over there, probably get some overtime just for the trip. It's close to where you live. So I got to stay there. Sometimes, you know, I do it too, so I can get overtime hours. Something cool they do, you know what I'm saying? They don't trip about it. So, you know, I did too, so I can get overtime hours. When I went there, on the way, he was like, yo, that's where you got to drop it off. And we have to drop it off. It was this place. It was like this house. I walked in the house. It was like, from now on, like, you don't have a name. No one here has a name. You know what I'm saying? It's like, everybody in art that I know, everyone that's influenced my mind in any type of way. And I'm working on this operation to do some sort of thing. I don't know what this thing is, but they're trying to do this thing. And this thing is in mind. This house is for us to work this operation. So while I'm there, I got my backpack going on. I drop off the paper. I'm like, oh shit, this shit's crazy. And while I'm there, I see motherfucking Kanye West and fucking David Banner having a conversation. Weird as hell. So I'm like, oh shit, Kanye, all these motherfuckers in the house look at me like, you have no name, we have no name. And I'm like, fuck. So then at that point, David Banner's next meal goes to him and says, bro, let's talk. He puts me into like this like room and he like explains to me that like, we're all integral to the operation and we have to come with our own operation to supervise this great operation. And then at this point, I like fucking run out of there because people are like, yo, we can talk to this dude. So I got there, come to work the next day, I realized I forgot my computer there. So I go back, find my computer, and I can't find my computer. My computer, I see it, and it's like, I get back in the house, I get in the car. In the house, I get out of the house, I go to this car. It was still trying to get me in the car. And he's like, I'm at work, I'm trying to get you out. I'm like, fuck. So I get out of the fucking car, and I run, and I pass out. And I wake up in this house the next morning, different house. I walk outside and I see my aunt there. And then she's like, welcome.